Violence has erupted in the Indian capital, with thousands of angry farmers driving their tractors through police barricades in central Delhi. They're angry at government changes that they say will erode safeguards and lead to lower prices. South Asia correspondent James Ocean reports.
There was a sense of jubilation as tens of thousands of protesters made their way down Delhi's major roads. The government is trying to implement laws that would open up the agriculture sector. One of the main changes would see the removal of government wholesale markets, meaning farmers would sell direct to business. But farmers remain unconvinced. This protester says farmer rights are being trampled. Another says the future of his children is being taken away. The government argues the reforms are about empowering farmers, letting them determine what they sell, who they sell to, and for how much. But 70-year-old protester Sukhdev Singh says the reforms will leave farmers at the mercy of big business.
If the government markets are abolished, then where will we sell our produce? We'll be left at the wishes of private buyers.
Protesters have camped outside Delhi for months and negotiated with police to move into Delhi along agreed routes. But hopes of a peaceful rally were dashed when thousands broke police barricades, making their way into the heart of the capital. Tractors were used as battering rams and police fired tear gas. Kavita Kuruganti is from the Alliance for Sustainable and Holistic Agriculture.
At the centre of any reform should be farmers and their interests, with an explicit recognition that they are the weakest players in any supply chain.
The government has offered to halt the reforms for 18 months, but farmers want the laws scrapped.
The government really ignored the protests for months. And if it had offered, concessions like amendments and so on and so forth way back in July or even October, maybe the farmers would have considered it.
The Indian government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi is renowned for not giving in. The fact concessions are now being offered suggests the farmers' campaign may be working. This is James Oaten in New Delhi reporting for AM.